be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before the governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand over you, do not worry how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
It's a very beautiful description of the martyrdom of St. Stephen. Today, quote, verse 59 is Stephen, before he died, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then verse 60 is more beautiful. He said, "Lord, do not put the blame on these people." He asked forgiveness of his persecutors. And then the Acts of Apostles says he fell into sleep. He did not say he died. So beautiful description. How Christians see death is not something strong, something bad. He went to sleep in the Lord. Before he went to the Lord, although he forgave and also asked God forgiveness of the people who persecute him. And this is the way how we can keep our peace of mind. If you keep, do not want to forgive, and you will not have peace. And that's the problem. We need to, from our heart, really forgiving. That's why Jesus, 70 times 7, to forgive. All the time. That's why we need to have the special grace. We pray to St. Stephen to give us this courage. Also, the Gospel is mentioning, don't worry what we will be saying when the time of persecution. The Holy Spirit will be there. You will enjoy the freedom. And this is our life. Jesus doesn't want us, because of persecution, that you are sad. The more persecution, the more you feel, tell yourself, "Thank you, Lord, that I can be witness to you." Persecution doesn't mean to stone to death. Persecution means people don't understand you, or at the back, say something bad against you. Be glad, because we are more Christ-like. Christ come on earth to offer his life for the salvation of the whole world. You too. You participate in his life. Activities, the feast that we celebrate, we partaking the life of Christ, life of God. Through baptism, our life is changed into his. That's what St. Paul says, "Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me."